Dear God, Holmes. I cannot believe this is happening.
But there it is, Watson.
It's like a nightmare.
But I see it too. We are both awake.
Do we interfere?
Not yet. You have your revolver.
Yes. Do you think...
I think when something as monstrous as this is unleashed, we must be ready for anything.
Look. He's down. Heading round the side of the house.
Towards the stables. Good.
But the wolfhound is there.
And so should our third man be there.
The speed of him. He moves like...
Yes, Watson. I know what he moves like. Come on now. After him.
Come on, come on, you toothless one. Can't reach me, can't touch me. Of course you can't. You're the runt and I'm the master. You're in chains and I'm in charge. The master, it's all mine. See, see, can't reach. Having the strength, having the blood, having the brains. And me all brains and brawn all. Might and pain.
Professor Presbury.
Oh, man.
Leave the beast alone.
A man all blood and bone and rubber. Oh, 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 right. Put
down! Take care, Mr. Bennett.
Stay back, he moves me! Down,
Roy!
Put down!
You'll sleep for some time, huh? The morphia should see to that.
Thank you, Doctor.
And thanks for your help, Mr. Bennett. But he should be seen by a first-class surgeon.
No.
We had him firmly by the throat.
And you've dressed the wound well. I do have a medical degree.
Then you know the teeth pass dangerously close to the carotid artery.
But he'll survive.
Well... Yes, I think the danger is past.
Then no more outsiders, please. If his condition gets beyond these walls.
But what is his condition? I still can't quite believe what I saw out there. On the wall.
On the wall?
He was climbing, Mr. Bennett. Climbing on the ivy. With the most extraordinary speed and agility. Leaping from branch to branch like a... Isn't that so, Holmes? It was like a dream. On that moonlit wall in his dressing gown, he looked like a huge bat. And he seemed to climb for the sheer joy of it. His agility was, I can't fathom it.
For pleasure? He climbs an ivied wall for pleasure?
That's how it looked. And the other night, when he appeared at the young lady's window, he must have been, well, indulging in this mad pastime.
When... Mere chance brought him to Edith's window.
Yes. We must assume so. Is that your opinion, Holmes? Holmes?
What?
Mere chance brought him to his daughter's window.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Holmes, what is this? How could he do those things? Is it madness?
Madness. Oh, yes, it's that.
Your interest in the dates, 9 days, you said. Are you thinking of some connection between bouts of insanity and phases of the moon?
Oh, no, no. A drug. A drug administered at regular 9-day intervals. The incident out of sequence, his appearance at the window on the 4th of September. Well, either he'd increased the dose or the effects were growing out of his control. I'm inclined to the latter theory.
But what drug could bring about such a horrible transformation?
Perhaps we'll find the answer in that precious locked box of his. You said the key's on his watch chain.
Yes.
Yes, and the box in the laboratory.
It was, yes.
And bring the key and show us the way. As I warned you, we may have to violate his deepest privacy.
Yes, it fits. Not much here.
Not enough. You were right, Holmes. A hypodermic syringe.
One empty file, one nearly full. And the letters, you see, with the cross under the stamp.
From our bohemian friend in London, Dorak. Well, I've already settled him. The police should be interviewing him now.
Ah, he's no more than an errand boy. I'm sure you'll find a more significant name in that other letter.
This one? It's from Prague. Should I read it, Mr. Holmes?
If you confess all the truth.
Well, of course I... Why should I not? I shall read it. From someone named H. Lowenstein.
Lowenstein? I know that name. Oh, my God.
He says... No.
Let me see. Honored colleague, the treatment enjoined caution. Not without danger. The serum of anthropoid would have been better... Have used black-faced langur. specimen was accessible.
Langur?
An ape from the Himalayas, is it not?